We continue five lines up from the bottom on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. We've just been discussing the opinion of Chizkiah, the way that he resolved the dispute, the seeming contradiction between the Braisa and the Tosefta. The Braisa mentioned that if you serve an animal, the animal becomes usher only if it's your own, but if it's your friend's, it's permissible. But the Tosefta seems to indicate that if you worship your friend's animal, it becomes usher. How do you reconcile that? So Chizkiah said, there's no problem. There's a difference between the two. The case in the Braisa is simply when you're bowing down to the animal in worship. You're not doing anything to the animal. But if you're doing something to the animal, like you are worshiping the animal by pouring a yayin on the animal, then you do a maisa, that makes it aser. So even though we have a rule, before we've established this rule that ein adam aser davar she'eino shelo, that a person cannot prohibit something which does not belong to him, says Chizkiah, that depends. If you don't do any maisa, then yes, correct, you can't. But once you do a maisa to it, then you can. And now we continue in the Gemara. Amar lehu Rav Nachman. So after this, okay, and then we ended off last time with this statement from Ula, I believe, at least, that Ula stated that even though we said in general, if you bow down to the behemah of your friend, it doesn't become usher, because ain adam osur davar she'eino shelo, but asa b'maisa, if you do an action to it, it changes everything. So you see that there seems to be Rav Yochanan, or Ula stating this in the name of Rav Yochanan. So Amr Lu Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says to him, Puku v'amr le Ula, go do me a favor and tell Ula, Kvar tirgma Rav Huna l'shmaitich be'bavel. Tell him already, this is old news. We already know this concept that if you do a maisa, you can aser something which wasn't yours. Rav Huna already taught us this. Da'amr Rav Huna, Haisa behemas chaveiro revutza bifnei avodas. If the animal of your friend was lying in front of the idol, kivan sheshachad ba simin echad asra, once the one simin of the animal, say one pipe of the animal was an artery was shechted, the animal becomes usur, and it's behemas chaveiro, so it's davar she'eino shelo, but it's asa b'maisa, it changes everything, it makes it usur. So that's the proof. But now the Gemara wants to understand the proof a little bit clearer. Minalan da'asura, from where do we know that this is asur? In other words, this idea of Rav Huna, who taught this rule, where does he get it from? Where does he get this idea that if you shecht one of the simanim of the animal in front of the idol, it becomes asur? Ilema me kohanim, if we get it from the case of the kohanim, what case are we talking about? Rashi explains there are kohanim who were forced to become idol worshippers. The Malchei Yisrael, who were all corrupt, as were the Malchei Yehuda as well in that time, the Malchei Yisrael forced the kohanim to serve idols, and we're told, as Rashi points out, that Lo yikshu elai l'chahenli, even though they were forced to worship idols, nevertheless they were no longer allowed to serve as kohanim after the avodah zarah was purged. So Gemara says, well, there you have a situation where you have a kohanim who were worshiping things which were did not belong to them, and we're prohibiting the kohanim. Well, Gemara says, hold on a second. V'dilma shayni kohanim d'bnei Dan inu. Well, maybe the reason why we're prohibiting the kohanim from doing any worship is because they have knowledge. They have the knowledge to say yes or no, as opposed to an animal that you're shechting. How exactly? That doesn't have any das. It can't tell you yes or no. So therefore, that can't necessarily be a proof for Rav Huna. That can't be the proof of Rav Huna that if when the shech the animal it becomes usur. So rather, Gemara says, "Ve'la me'avnei mizbeach." Well, maybe the source is from the avnei mizbeach. The idea, as Rashi points out, that there were stones that from the mizbeach that the chashmonaim hid, because the Yevanim went and used the base of Mikdash for idol worship. So there are a bunch of stones that they hid so that no one would serve it. But what do you mean it was Hekdesh? And Ovdei Kochavim can't sanctify or can't Avodah Zarah something which doesn't belong to them. Nevertheless, there was a Maisa done, and since there was a Maisa done, it should be Aser. It is Aser. The Gemara says, well, Vadimel k'Rav Papa, that might not be the best proof either, because Rav Papa's of the opinion that the Yevanim let me say it differently, that the Yisraelim, the Jews at the time, were mafkir, essentially, the stones, and then the Yevanim took the stones and made it Avodah Zarah. In that case, it would be very different. It's not, there's no Maisa here on something which didn't belong to them. It actually belonged to them because they acquired the stones for themselves. So what will be the proof then for Rav Huna? So the Gemara says, Ve'elami Kalim. Maybe we have it from the, we can prove it from the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Tichsiv es kol ha-Kalim asher hizniach ha-melech achaz b'malchuso b'ma'alo hechano v'kdashnu. All of the vessels which Achaz ruined in his kingdom, nevertheless, Hechanu Vikdashnu, they were able to prepare them and sanctify them. What does it mean, prepare them and sanctify them? Does that mean that they koshered, essentially, the vessels that Achaz used? Rather, the Gemara says, Vamar, Hechanu Shegunzum, they prepared them by hiding these vessels, Vikdashnu, and they sanctified them how? Sheikdashnu Achirim Tachtem, they used new ones instead. Well, hold on a second. Why do they have to use new ones instead? Va'ein Adam Oser Davar She'ena Shelo. Those kalim didn't belong to Achaz. They belong to the base of Mikdash. He can't, just because he used it for Avodah Zarah, doesn't make them into idolatry. Doesn't make them into idols. So it shouldn't be Oser B'hana. But how? So why do they hide them? Why do they have to use different ones? The answer is Elakiva and David Buhu Ma'isa. It's true. It's because they did it since Achaz did a Ma'isa on something which doesn't belong to him, it became Aser, Hachanami. So here too in Rava's case, Kiva in Rav Huna's case, Kiva in Sha'asa Maisa, Asra. Once an action is done, it is Aser. Again, so the point is that we have this principle already discussed before, but Ula pointed out that this was the case as well, and then Rav Nachman said, Ula, we already know the answer because we heard it from Rav Huna. That's all we're saying, but again, the point is consistent based on what Chizkiya said before. When you do a Maisa, even on something which doesn't belong to you, you can also make it Aser Bihana. Now the Gemara continues on a one-liner on a separate tangent. Ki Aser Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Afal Pisha Amar Hamishtach Vela Karka Olam Lo Asura, that even though we say that someone who bows down to dirt, Karka Olam, they don't become that, it doesn't become Aser b'avodah zarah, but chafar b'boros shichinu ma'aros. But if you dig a pit or a cave or something like that, and as a form of idol worship, that becomes Aser, even for regular use, not just for the Beis HaMikdash purposes, but if it's for anyone, that's mamish considered Avodah Zarah, and therefore if it's considered Avodah Zarah, no one can use it, whether it's for the Beis HaMikdash or not for the Beis HaMikdash. Ki asar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar Rav Yochanan, afal pisha amra mishtachav ele bali chayim lo asran, asan chalifin laboros kachavim asran, says when Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda came back from Eretz Yisrael, he also taught something in the name of Rav Yochanan, which is, even though the rule, the halacha is, if you bow down to an animal, it doesn't become usher. What do you mean it doesn't become usher? We just had established on the page before that if you bow down to an animal, it becomes usher. They had a discussion whether it's yours or not yours. That's because the discussion earlier was talking about whether it becomes usher for legavoa. Is it usher to use in the Beis HaMikdash or not? This here we're talking about not for use in the Beis HaMikdash. This is for use just for common use, for mundane use. So the rule is, if you bow down to an animal for mundane use, that doesn't become usher. As opposed to in the earlier in the Gemara, if it was for, the purpose was to give it to the Beis HaMikdash, then we'd be more machmir. However, anyhow, so even though we have established in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that bowing down to an animal does not make it aser lehediot, asan chalipin lavodas kachavim aser. However, if you have an animal, if you have an avodah zarah, if you have an idol, and you exchange your idol with an idolater in exchange for an animal, that animal will become usur. Because now you've transferred the idolatry onto this animal. Ki asa Ravin Amar, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Pliga barabi Yishmol barabi Yosi v'rabanan. This is actually, there's a, one part of this is a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmol and the Rabbanan. Chad amar chalifin asurin, chalifin chalifin mutarin, v'chad amar afilu chalifin chalifin nami asurin. They wanted to extend this machlokas and say that yes, everyone agrees that if you exchange the animal, your own animal, sorry, if you give the idol to an idolater in exchange for an animal, that becomes usur. But what if then you take that animal and you exchange the animal with somebody else, with something, for wine? Does now that wine also become usur as well? Are the chalife chalifin usur or the chalife chalifin not usur? So the Gemara asks, well, that's the machlokas, I'm sorry. So the Gemara says, my time demand amar chalife chalifin asurin. So now what's the source? Now we're just going to spend time now sourcing the halacha or the machlokas. What's the source for chalife chalifin being Asur, Amar Krav, Ha'isem Chayrem Kamohu, Kol She'ata Mehayem Mimenu, Harei Yukuma, anything which is connected to Mimenu, to it, meaning to the Avodah Zarah, it retains its status. So once you exchanged the idol for an animal, it's all Kamo, it's all connected to that original idol. V'irach, the other one that says, no, Chalifah Chalifin is Mutter, it's only the animal which remains prohibited. What's the source? Amar Krav, who? It says at the end of the pasuk, ki cheirem hu. It becomes usur. What do you mean? Hu velo chalife chalife, meaning the chalife in itself becomes usur, the animal, but not the second and third item connected to the a later exchange. Ve'irach, and the other manda amar, what does he do with ki cheirem hu? Hahu mi boy lei lemute orla ve'kili akerem she'machran ve'kidesh b'dmeya mikudeshes. He uses that pasuk to make a special exemption, a special exclusion, that if a man would betroth his wife with the money that was transferred from Orla or Hekdesh, he used the money from Orla and Hekdesh to betroth his wife, even though you're not supposed to do that. Nevertheless, as Rashi explains, for the woman, she is not receiving anything other than something which is of value. And therefore, if you're Mekadesh with Orla, it's Mekudeshes. So, but you wouldn't know that because it's Asr Behana, so you would think automatically it's Kicherem Hu. It's a problematic. So Kicherem Hu says, no, in all other cases, when it's Asr Behana, you can't get any benefit from it. But for to be betrothed a woman, to be Mekadesh and Isha, that's an exception. V'idach. So how does the other Manda Amr know there's a special exception that you're allowed to be Mekadesh a woman with transferred Orla and with the money from Orla and Kilia Kerem? Lotzricha miuta dahavilu avoros kachave mushvias shnei ksuvim bain ke'echad v'chol shnei ksuvim bain ke'echad in malamdin. It's because that he is of the opinion, the other Manda Amr is of the opinion, that there are two psukim which are coming to teach the same exact halacha, and the rule is, according to him, if there are two rulings teaching the same exact halacha, it's unnecessary. Well, then why was it done? It must be necessary for something. What is it? What is that something? It means that the law only applies to these specific two cases. You can't extrapolate it to any other application. And therefore, Orla and Kidla Kerem would not be, the application would not be extended to them, since the pasuk is not explicit in that category. It's only in those two cases. Which two cases? Avoros kachavim hada amaran. It says avoros kachavim ki vahayisa cherem kamohu. So we already know, like it, avoros zara is going to be asur behana, and it's going to continue. However, shviyas dechsiv ki yovel hi kodesh tiyeh lachem ma kodesh tofes es dama v'asur av shviyas tofes es damea v'asura. See, by shmita, we say that the money transfers, but on the transfer, it still remains asur. So we have these two psukim, which teach the same exact halacha, and therefore, we don't need to extrapolate to other cases. The other cases are automatically, would be an exception, Orla Kiliakarim. The Gemara then questions that connection or that proof from Shemitah. Ima Kodesh Tove says Dama v'yatza l'chulin av Shvi is Tofes as Dameh v'yatza l'chulin. But the connection between Kodshim and Shemitah is not so clear, because when it comes to Kodshim, even though the transfer keeps the money as Kodesh, but the Yotza L'chulin, it can become Chulin. Eventually, it can be transferred to something else, and the money can become Chulin. But Shvius, we said, Tofeses has the Mev, Shvius should be the same thing. It should be Tofeses has the Mev, Yotza L'chulin, but it doesn't. Tamal Omar, Tihiyeh, Bahava Yasa Tehei. Shemitah is a little different, that it remains, it transfers from one to the next, and never ends. Haketzad, what's the case? Lakach bepero shvius basar. If you purchased meat with the fruit of Shemitah, so you did a barter, elo ve'elo misbarim b'shvius. They both need to be performed biur with regard on the Shemitah year. They have to be eaten before the Shas biur. Lakach bebasar dagim. If, let's say, you purchased now, after you purchased the meat in exchange for the fruit, now you purchased fish with the meat, yatsa basar, nichnasu dagim. So now the meat is taken out, and now the fish comes in. Bedagim yayin, yatsu dagim nichnas yayin. B'yayin shemen, yatsa yayin nichnas shemen. Haketzad acharon acharon nitfas b'shvias. So you see, with regards to the Shemitah, the last one will always be considered, will have the transfer. So when you have the meat, the meat originally was the one that was usher based on the transfer, but now, once you exchange, the last thing remains usher. So now that you've gone from meat all the way to, the last example is oil, so now the oil is nitfas b'shvias, and what else? Upri atzma asr, but the original fruit of the Shemitah that you use, that also remains asr. Obviously, you can't get rid of the peros shvias from it. So the point is that you see, it's shnei ksuvim b'ayin ke'echad, and therefore, since it's shnei ksuvim b'ayin ke'echad, ein melamdin, and therefore, you don't need a pasuk to prove that kili akerem and orla, you are allowed to be mekadesh a woman with. We know it because it's shnei ksuvim b'ayin ke'echad. And finally, how about the other man da'amar? It's shnei ksuvim b'ayin ke'echad. If it's shnei ksuvim b'ayin ke'echad, then you would think that you wouldn't need a pasuk to teach us about kiddushin for Orla and Shemitah. So the other man da'amar holds shnei ksuvim b'ayin ke'echad melamdin. No, you can extrapolate that of two psukim to other categories, even though they teach the same exact thing. And therefore, v'itzrichu limiutinu. Therefore, we need the who to the kicherim who teach us that it's permissible to betroth, special exception, to betroth a woman with kesef that was exchanged from orla and kile hakerim. So just to recap, there were three different teachings in the name of Rav Yochanan. The first thing taught in the name of Rav Yochanan was that this idea we said earlier, that if you do a maisa to the animal, it becomes usher, even if it's eino shelo. Number two, we said that if you are bowed down to karka olam, nothing happens, but if you dig pits as a form of worship, it becomes usher even lehedyot, not even legavoa. And further, he said, if you, in general, when you bow down to an animal, it doesn't become usher lehedyot, only usher legavoa. However, if you do an exchange, if you barter or you change the of what you give someone of avodah zara and you get chalifin, that chalifin remains usher. And then the question was, is it only on that first exchange, or does it subsequent exchanges, or does it transfer and the last one remains usher or not? And that was part of the discussion and the machlokas between Rabbi Shishmoel and the Rabbanan.